Learning to use useless exotic weapons was only a small part of the training. In fact, it was the relaxing part, because when I wasn't in kinesthesia, the machine kept my body totally inert and zapped my brain with 4 millennia's worth of military facts and theories, and I couldn't forget any of it. Not while I was in the tank. Want to know who Scipio Aemilianus was? I don't. Bright light of the Third Punic War. War is the province of danger, and therefore courage above all things is the first quality of a warrior, von Clausewitz maintained. And I'll never forget the poetry of the advance party minus normally moves in a column formation with the platoon headquarters leading, followed by a laser squad, the heavy weapons squad, and the remaining laser squad. The column relies on observation for its flank security, except when the terrain and visibility dictate the need for small security detachments to the flanks, in which case the advance party commander will detail 1 platoon sergeant, and so on. That's from Strike Force Command Small Unit Leader's Handbook, as if you could call something a handbook when it takes up to 2 whole microfiche cards, 2,000 pages. If you want to become a thoroughly eclectic expert in a subject that repels you, join UNIF and sign up for officer training. 119 people, and I was responsible for 118 of them. Counting myself, but not counting the Commodore, who could presumably take care of herself. I hadn't met any of my company during the 2 weeks of physical rehabilitation that followed the ALSC session. Before our first muster, I was supposed to report to the temporal orientation officer. I called for an appointment, and his clerk said the colonel would meet me at the Level 6 Officers Club after dinner. I went down to 6 early, thinking to eat dinner there, but they had nothing but snacks, so I munched on a fungus thing that vaguely resembled escargot and took the rest of my calories in the form of alcohol. Major Mandela? I'd been busily engaged in my 7th beer and hadn't seen the colonel approach. I started to rise, but he motioned for me to stay seated and dropped heavily into the chair opposite me.
"I'm in your debt," he said. "You saved me from at least half a boring evening."
He offered his hand.
"Jack Kynock at your service."
"Colonel?"
"Don't colonel me, and I won't major you. We old fossils have to... keep our perspective, William."
"All right with me,"